District 14 State Rep joins us. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Glad to be with you.
You're out of appropriations to come chat with us, so I thank you for that. And we've talked about it before. You were there last session. It's a time-consuming situation.
It sure is. We should get our subcommittee assignments probably this afternoon or in the morning, and we will begin those hearings Monday, starting at about 7 a.m. and going till 10 o'clock when the session begins. And as soon as the session's over, start right back and go to 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. So it is a really busy time, and people on appropriations don't have much time to goof off, I can tell you that.
Now, you know, we talked to Bill Flores just a few minutes ago, talking about how fellow Texan and Representative Mike McCall is going to bring his bill forward to the Republican Study Committee to have a look at border security. And obviously, Texas with the largest border, and you've already got some money that's that looks like it's earmarked for that. But from the appropriation standpoint, what does it look like we're going to be doing for border security this year?
I suspect that we'll be doing some of the same things. There is in the House budget $418 million appropriated, or set aside, at least at this point. We also had $50 million set aside last session for the National Guard to go down there. And what we're trying to determine now, whether it'd be better to spend money increasing the number of DPS officers who have more authority, or continue to use the Guard. And it's just a big question. Which is the best way to go?
You know, for, I guess, three legislative sessions, cities and counties have pretty well successfully been able to lobby against attempts to limit the growth of the property tax revenue. But, you know, we're hearing almost everybody from a leadership standpoint saying that they want to find a way to cut property taxes. Now, on one side, that hurts down on the local level, but it looks better for your leadership. So that's kind of the quandary that we're in. As you sit on appropriations, what do you think the sense is of these two bodies when it comes to property tax changes?
Well, I think everyone would like to see less taxes. The question is, do we have enough other tax income to cover the needs? I'm not at that point of knowing yet. We just haven't gotten that deep into the budget. But theoretically, I don't think anybody can disagree with cutting property taxes.
Sure. John Rainey joining us from Austin. Finally, you mentioned subcommittee assignments. If there's a John Rainey wish list, what subcommittees you want to be on?
Well, of course, I'd love to be on Article 3, which is education. Mm-hmm. Could not be a better subcommittee for our district than that.
Well, we'll wait and see, and again, maybe those will come out this afternoon. Well, I appreciate you switching schedules as we needed to today, but we'll talk to you then on Thursday of next week. How's that?
Thank you so much, Scott.
All right, thank you, John. Mm-hmm. That's John Rainey joining us from Austin.